I can't believe I forgot to go to the gym again this morning. That makes it 40 years in a row.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
I've been reading a book called The Book of Lists. It includes things like 10 celebrities who have seen UFOs. These include Muhammad Ali and William Shatner of Star Trek fame. Another list is 11 cats who traveled long distances to come home. At the top of that list is a 2-year-old part Persian named Sugar, who was left behind with a neighbor when her owners moved 1,500 miles from Anderson, California to Gage, Oklahoma. 2 weeks later, Sugar disappeared. 14 months after that, she turned up in Gage, Oklahoma on her former owner's doorstep, having traveled more than 100 miles a month to a place she had never ever been. Amazing. Way to go, Sugar. Lists. Do you have some? You've likely heard the term bucket list. The expression was coined by Justin Zakim, who came up with something he called list of things to do before I kick the bucket, which he later shortened to Justin's bucket list. At the top of that list, get a film made at a major studio, which is exactly what he did. His list gave him the idea for a screenplay, and The Bucket List became his first studio film in which two terminally ill men, played by Morgan Freeman and Jack Nicholson, go on a road trip with a wish list of things they want to do before they die. In one scene, they sit gazing at the pyramids. Freeman, who plays Carter Chambers, says to Edward Cole, played by Nicholson, "You know, the ancient Egyptians had a beautiful belief about death. When their souls got to the entrance to heaven, the gods asked them 2 questions. Their answers determined whether they were admitted or not." Nicholson pauses and says, "Okay, I'll bite. What were they?" Freeman says, "Have you found joy in your life?" Nicholson fumbles a bit, so Freeman says, "Answer the question." "Me? Yeah, you." Nicholson says, "Answer the question? Have I found joy in my life?" "Yes." So Freeman asks the 2nd question. "Has your life brought joy to others?" "What would you say? Have you found joy in your life? Has your life brought joy to others?" 1,000 jokes start with St. Peter meeting someone at the pearly gates, like the one about the wealthy guy who is led by St. Peter down streets of gold, past castles and mansions to a broken-down wooden shack. The rich man is stunned. "That's all I get?" St. Peter says, "We did the best we could with the money you sent us." Well, there's nothing in the Bible to suggest we'll be asked to play 20 questions with St. Peter, pass an IQ test, or cross our fingers just right. What will matter is that our name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life, that we can say with the thief on the cross, "The man on the middle cross said I should come." That's it. It's His mercy. It's His grace. If you're uncertain, take care of it today. Just say, "Jesus, you died for me. I'm yours by grace through faith. You're alive. I want you to live in me." Our death-crushing Savior promises this: "Because I live, you will live also." Blasting from the grave Easter morning, He gave us a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. The musical Pilgrim is based on the Pilgrim's Progress. Throughout the play, the human characters do not see the king. Then, when the main character finally crosses the dark river to his eternal home, with joy he cries out, "I can see the king." And so will we one day soon. Would you do something? Make sure that's 1 on your bucket list.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper: encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, "I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died." Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.